Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's nothing more aggravating than losing something. Ever torn the house apart looking for your car keys? Ever retraced your steps from house to car to grocery store to gas station looking for that item you lost? Ever blindly groped around the house for your glasses, only to find them later on resting right on your head? Sometimes, it's not even the thing itself that's so important. It's just that nagging, annoying fact that it's lost. You don't know where it is. If you've ever spent more time or more energy looking for something than the thing itself is worth, then you know what I'm talking about. And you know something about Jesus' sermon today. As is so often our way, we've misnamed these two parables of Jesus and distorted their emphasis. The parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, we call them. But that puts the emphasis precisely on the wrong thing. It's not the one sheep that's so important, but the strange ways of this shepherd who goes looking for the one even though he has 99 others he's leaving behind. It's not the one coin that's so important, but the strange ways of this woman who sweeps her whole house for that single coin, even though she has 9 others, even though she must go to far more trouble than that one little coin is worth. If the lost sheep and the lost coin represent you or me, then there's no wonder why we've placed them at the center. The center is precisely where we like to see ourselves. It's precisely where the ethos of American Christianity puts us. That the shepherd would look for the one cute, lost, lovable little sheep named me could hardly be that much of a surprise, could it? At least not to me. That the woman would go to such lengths to find the lost but valuable little coin, stamped not with the image of Caesar but with the image of me, that could hardly be much of a surprise either. How easily our piety and narcissism go hand in glove. How natural it is when the practitioners of American Christianity shift our attention from the shepherd to the sheep, from the woman to the coin, from Jesus to you. Until we come to think that the most sophisticated form of Christianity is me and my own Jesus, me and my own doctrine, me and my own lifestyle, me and my own Christianity, when in truth, this is nothing more than me-centered egotism, the most foolish error. How nicely the parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin can be twisted to affirm my own ego and a Jesus who worships me. How easily Jesus loves me, this I know, is sung as the mantra of a people that have coddled and nurtured their own inner sense of specialness. The Almighty God, who destroyed the godless nations, who punished even Israel, is presented today as if he were best friends with everyone in the world, and the only tragedy is they don't know it yet. The incarnate Word, who bore our sins and suffered our punishment, who was forsaken by God for us, is now presented as though he died merely to oblige himself to us and swell our egos with just how precious we really are. What we need is to hear Jesus' sermon as it is. All that is said of the sheep is that it is lost. And all that is said of the coin is that it is lost. As you know from your own experience, there's nothing more aggravating than losing something. And here comes the heresy against American religion, the biblical truth. That little lost sheep that wandered off on its own doesn't deserve to be found. The lost coin isn't valuable enough to justify the cost in finding it, lighting the lamp and searching the entire house. What American Christianity would find to be the grossest heresy is actually these parables' truth. Jesus does not sit and eat with tax collectors and sinners because they deserve him, or even because they're valuable enough to merit his concern. And neither do we deserve him or merit his concern. The Pharisees and the scribes were only half wrong. They looked at the tax collectors and the sinners and they saw unworthy guests, lost sheep, unworthy of being sought, lost coins, not valuable enough to be sought. In this, they were right. If you are looking for the reason why Jesus eats with sinners, you will not find the answer by looking at the sinner. If you are looking for the reason why Jesus cares for you, you will not find the answer in you. You will only find the answer outside of you, in Him. That is why He preaches these two parables, the parable of the searching shepherd and the parable of the sweeping woman. They show us who He is and what is in His heart. A sheep that is lost by its own fault isn't worth saving. But then again, Jesus is not the sort of shepherd anyone would expect. He leaves the 99 in the wilderness and goes after that one. A sheep that walks away from the flock and the shepherd is annoying and not worth looking for. But Jesus, when he finds that sheep, despises it not, but bears it up on his own shoulders and carries it home. This is Jesus of purest grace, of pure, unmerited, and unconditional love. Why does Jesus eat with sinners? Not because of who they are, but because of who he is. In the same way, that one lost coin isn't worth finding, not worth the cost of lighting a lamp, of sweeping the entire house, of crawling around on hands and knees. But then again, Jesus is not how anyone would expect him to be. He does not, like any normal person, simply forget the coin because it has so little value. He searches out that coin. He searches for it precisely because it is his coin that is lost. Because, truth be told, he's almost a little bit obsessive-compulsive about being a finder who finds. So much so that he even loses track of the cost. The Pharisees and the scribes could not understand why Jesus receives sinners and eats with them. And if you look at the sinners, the lost sheep, the lost coins, yourself, or me, there is no reason at all for Jesus to eat with us. But if you look at him, at the searching shepherd, the sweeping woman, the dying Jesus, then and only then will you see. Jesus eats with sinners not because of who we are, but because of who he is. When we come to see the truth that there is no good in us, no value or worth, when you come to realize that you yourself are the sheep that has wandered away from the shepherd, that you yourself are the lost coin that isn't worth enough to be found. When you despair of yourself and repent of all that you are, then and only then, there is suddenly an uproar of rejoicing and praising and laughing and thanksgiving in heaven. Because there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 quote-unquote righteous people who quote-unquote do not need repentance. So says our Lord Jesus. Not only is he certain of the reality of angels, but he tells us plainly that they rejoice over a single sinner who repents. As you lie in bed at night and your worries lead you into silent prayer and confession of your sins, as you speak your sins into the tomb of the pastor's ear, as you confess publicly in divine service that you are by nature sinful and unclean, there is joy before the angels in heaven, rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents. The repentant man has no business with the old egotism. Me and my own Jesus, me and my own doctrine, me and my own lifestyle. The repentant man will hear no such nonsense. The repentant man will, with sinners and tax collectors, draw near to hear Jesus, his sermon, his doctrine, his church, his word. He is the shepherd who seeks what does not deserve to be found. He is the woman who sweeps and searches, paying a greater cost than that coin is worth. And let these images have their life from the cross in order to save the one lost sheep, you. The shepherd reaches into the bramble in which you are caught. He gives his hands to the nails, his head to the thorns. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep on a dark and cloudy day, so that he might gather you to himself and carry you in his arms and bear you home. Some of our loved ones already are home, carried safely there on his shoulders. And you are on his shoulders even now, on your way home. So too, in order to save that one lost coin, he sweeps the entire house, the broom working holes into his palms, great drops of blood and sweat falling to the earth. He pays much more to find the one lost coin than that one little coin is worth. He has purchased and won you, not with gold or silver, but with his own precious blood. He has loved you because he is the lover, and found you because he is the finder. He has counted the cost and paid it. This is what his parables are about. This is who he is, as a shepherd who will go to any length, as a woman who will go to any cost, this finder who must find. And when he has done all this for you, he, like the shepherd, like the woman, calls all his friends and neighbors together to rejoice and feast. He sets his table before you with angels and archangels rejoicing in heaven over you. For as he says, I have found my sheep that was lost. I have found the coin that I had lost. This man receives sinners and eats with them. And he still does the very same thing this day. A meal of rejoicing. A meal for the forgiveness of your sins. In Jesus' name, amen.